It's not a big money crop anymore in this area?
Not, I don't guess, not really.
What is, to get off the subject for a minute, what about Corinth? Is Corinth, does it have a lot of industry, or is it an agricultural town, or what?
I'd say it's a lot of industry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have as much agriculture as we did, I don't guess.
Yeah. Apparently, I haven't been around too much. I've only been here a couple of days, but this is kind of a lot of historical locations in Corinth, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can you mention just a few of those, like some sort of national cemeteries?
Henry Cemetery?
Yeah.
That, and then there's the Curley House.
What's that?
Well,
just no house with a bunch of general state or something like that?
The way I know it, my grandfather was born there, I think.
Uh-huh.
And
wait, was there some big Confederate battle that was fought around here? Was
Shiloh?
Yeah.
Battle of Shiloh.
Yeah. So you're famous for that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's get back to this. I'll ask you about a few kind of different kinds of utensils. Say the stuff that your mother's best dishes would be made out of, what would you call that?
China?
Sure. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
China egg.
There you go. I just wanted to give that pronunciation. Have you ever heard of an egg made out of something like china or porcelain that a farmer would use to try to fool his hens into laying? Put it in their nest and try to get them to lay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I went to all that trouble to ask you about cotton. I forgot to ask you the questions. What about, does the expression chop cotton mean anything to you? Does it mean anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about, do you have any idea about the kind of grass that would grow in a cotton field that you want to get rid of? Any idea what that would be? Mm. Or you just call it grass?
Well, I just call it grass.
Okay. All right. What about getting back to these utensils and containers? Say if you were on a farm and you wanted to get some water from the well, what would you carry with you?
The bucket?
Yeah, all right. Now say if you were going to milk a cow, what would you carry with you to catch the milk in?
Bucket.
All right. Any other word for bucket?
Pail.
All right. Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail with you, or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same to me.
Okay. What about a container, a bucket, or something like that, that a farmer's wife might keep around the kitchen and throw scraps in for the hogs? You ever heard of a slop bucket?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we don't use them.
Don't have any hogs out back or anything. Okay. Did you say that,
farmer? Slop bucket.
Okay. I say if you were going to fry some eggs or fry a piece of ham, what would you cook that in?
Pan.
Okay. Would you just call it a pan or?
Pan.
Frying pan?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Same thing? Frying
yeah.
Pan and pan? Okay. Ever heard of frying pan called anything else? Skillet?
Well, yeah. We don't, we just generally call it a pan.
Okay. Could you say those others for me since you have heard of it?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And frying pan.
Alright. Out in the country, you used to see these things out in people's yards. They would be big, great big black things, look like they'd be made out of cast iron, could hold a lot of liquid probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, they were really big pots is what they were.
Kettles?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Do you ever see those around anymore much?
Mm-mm.
All right.